من فکر میکنم شما هنوز توانایی اداره برنامه تیوی رو هنوز نداریم. شما هنوز برای این کار با من پختگی نداریم. شما بسیار 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 با بی‌حرمتی با مردم صحبت میکنیم.
خودش رو پوشیده کنه که مرد او رو نبینه.
به نظر من خودت اصلا کارگردان گوینده صاحب پروفشنال نیستی و واقعا ببخشید هیچ قصد جسارت ندارم.
خودش رو پوشیده کنه که مرد او رو نبینه.
یک ذره فرهنگ تلویزیون تماشا کردن رو داشته باشن، به عقیده یک دیگه احترام بذارن، پرخوشگری نکنن. شنونده باید عاقل باشه. ما از این تلویزیون رو داریم نگاه میکنیم که چیز یاد بگیریم.
یه وقتی که میرن میگن ما امشب میریم فیلم دیسکو میخوام اسکور کنیم. این الله هر کسی که به قول شما سکسی تر باشه اینه دنبال همون میرن جزم.
با کنجکاوی میرن به کلاب. یه خانومی که واقعا نمیخواد فلاش بزنه دلیل نداره که خیلی لباس سکسی بپوشه.
دو جور دختری هست، یکی که هستی میخواد بره پسره رو میز کنه لباس سکسی میپوشه، اون یکی دیگه هم هستن که میخوان برن کلاب. They wanna have a good time.
سلام و صد سلام به دوستان خوشکلام، سلام دونه دونه به تک تک رفقای پرچونه. متشکرم از اینکه به شو پرچونه توجه می‌کنید، برنامه جدید و متفاوت با گذشته. ما اومدیم اینجا تا با هم صحبت کنیم راجع به مسائلی که برامون مهمه، مسائلی که همیشه دوست داشتیم راجعش حرف بزنیم ولی فرصتی پیش نمی‌اومد، شرایطی جور نمی‌شد. خیلی از این حرف‌ها رو همه جا نمی‌شه گفت ولی ما اینجا می‌گیم. میزبان شما بهروز پاکشیر اومده اینجا تا راجع به همین مسائل با شما صحبت کنه. شوی پرچونه ادیت نمیشه و برای خوش آمد کسی هم تغییر نمیکنه. یعنی فقط حرفای شماست با ما. So sit back, relax and let's talk.
دفاتر حضوری بین سید با همکاری مشاور فارسی زبان امنه. تلفن
5-4-3-2-1 اومدیم رو ایر. دوستان عزیز بیننده شوی پرچونه متشکرم از اینکه به شوی پرچونه توجه میکنید. معلوم نیست خلاصه شوی پرچونه رو شما کیا میتونید ببینید. فعلا ما رو اسکیجولا هنوز 100% نشدیم، ساعتهای شو ممکنه عوض بشه و به هر صورت نظر بگردونین جوینده یا بنده است. بالاخره اگر ساعت 2 نیومدیم 3 میایم، 3 نیومدیم 4 میایم، امروز نمیدیم فردا میایم، فردا پس فردا میایم، یه موقع شب پیدا میشه یه موقع روز پیدا میشه، فعلا درست هنوز معلوم نیست. به هر صورت یواش یواش درست میشه. اسکیجول که درست شد باز به شما اعلام خواهد شد. اسکرینر شوی پرچونه نشسته که تلفن‌های شما رو جواب بده. طبق قرارمون شوی پرچونه به زبان انگلیسی برگزار میشه، به خاطر اینکه شوی پرچونه تنها شوی هستش که با فرهنگ لطیف و نجیب و پر از گل ایرانی مطابقت نداره. به خاطر همین چون بقیه برنامه‌هایی که از همه تلویزیون‌های ایرانی پخش میشه همش 100% بر مبنای کتاب فرهنگ ایرانه، عکس‌ها، رقص‌ها، قیافه‌ها، اداها، نافایی که نشون میدن سوراخ شده توش، میپرن بالا شورتاشون پیدا میشه، خب همه اینا دقیقاً چون بر مبنای کتاب فرهنگ ایران هست، این یه دونه شو چون مسئله ایجاد میکنه، چون ضد فرهنگ و مشکل فرهنگی ایجاد میکنه، من تصمیم گرفتم این هدیه رو به دوستان عزیز فرهنگ پرست ایرانی بدم و این شو رو دیگه به زبان عزیز اونا اجرا نکنم، شاید که آرامش روحی باشه برای بازماندگانشون که خودشون هستن. خب به خاطر همین شوی پرچونه انگلیسی خواهد شد. اگر فکر میکنید شوی پرچونه فارسی بودنش با ارزشه براتون، که من فکر نمیکنم باشه، ولی اگه فکر میکنید با ارزشه، سه تا راه داره که شوی پرچونه برگرده فارسی اجرا بشه. اولین روش، اولین چاره‌ای که هست اینه که شما $1000 دونیشن یا به قول معروف $1000 پول فاندریزینگ به ما بفرستین و ما این چکار رو نشون بدیم و نشون بدیم که مردم پول دادن و میخوان فارسی بشه. آمریکایی‌ها میگن put your money where your mouth is، یعنی حرفی که میزنی با پول دنبالش رو بگیر. چرا؟ چون کسایی هم که مزاحمت ایجاد میکنن، اونایی که واقعا مزاحمتشون معنی پیدا میکنه، اونایی هستن که پول دارن و پول خرج میکنن. شما میخواین پول خرج کنین، چیزی که میخواین بگیرین. غیر از این صورت معلومه زیاد ارزش نداره، فکرم نمیکنم ارزش داشته باشه. راه دومش اینه که شما میتونید تلفن بزنید و از ما بخواید که فارسی پخش کنیم برنامه رو، و ضمن شما میتونید برنامه رو با تقاضای مکرر انقدر تلفن بزنید که هیچ کس دیگه نتونه تلفن بکنه و حرف بزنه با من انگلیسی. اون وقت باز من مجبور میشم، چون کسی نیست با من انگلیسی حرف بزنه، مجبور میشم فارسی حرف بزنم. ولی اولش خود پررو هم هی قطع میکنم، ولی ببینم هر کی دیگه همه تلفن‌ها فارسیه، میخوام فارسی حرف بزنم، هیچ کی نمیخواد با من انگلیسی حرف بزنه، خلاص معلومه که من مجبورم به خاطر خواست مردم، که کلمه‌ای است بسیار مورد سوء استفاده قرار میگیره، بیام و دور فارسی هم. راه سومش هم اینه که از چیزی استفاده کنین که خودتون استاد بلا منازعش هستید، یعنی شماره یک هستید در دنیا، و اون تلفن نقنق آمیز و شکایت آمیز. انقدر تلفن بزنید شکایت بکنید به تلویزیون IPN که چرا آقا این برنامه فارسی نیست، چرا انگلیسیه، شکایت نق شکایت نق، که بنده دستور کتبی بگیرم. اگه من دستور کتبی بگیرم که این شو رو فارسی کنم به خاطر درخواست مردم، اون وقت دوباره شو فارسی میشه. خب پس برنامه ما انگلیسی خواهد بود تا یکی از این سه تا کاری که فکر نکنم هیچ کدومش هم اتفاق بیفته اتفاق بیفته. در غیر این صورت من خوشحالم که انگلیسی صحبت میکنم، و ضمن خیلی از بیننده های ما خوشحالن که دیگه مزاحمتی از طریق آدمایی که جنبه این شو رو ندارن. آها نه مشخص شد. بعد چنده؟
هر هشت شنبه
بین 9 صبح تا 9 شب. یعنی شما وقتی می‌خواید شب حدوداً نوشتین؟ آره حدوداً. هر هشت شنبه حدوداً بین ساعت 9 صبح تا 9 شب برنامه من ممکنه. تازه اونم ننوشتن 9 صبح تا 9 شب به وقت کجا؟ به وقت لس آنجلس یا چین یا معلوم نیست. به صورت اگه دیدین خوش باشین، اگرم ندیدین که ندیدین دیگه. والا هو کیرز. خب ولی اگه پول بدین they will care. به خاطر همین پول بدین، پول بدین $1000 جمع بشه، they gonna love to do what مردم want anyways. So آقا پرچونه پر روه، زیاد دلخور نشین. خلاصه پس میریم به برنامه انگلیسی. Okay, we're switching back to English for another episode of the Portuna Show in English. We are gonna talk about all the stuff you did when you came to America and you couldn't do back home in Iran. You know, we are pursuing our dreams. We are pursuing our goals, and we want to do all the things we want to do. In most cases, we cannot do it back home in Iran. So, you know, just not counting all the people who had to leave the country for political reasons, all the people who had to come out of the country because they were about to get killed, or they belonged to the previous regime, which I don't know how many of that is left. But anyways, some people left the country for some inevitable reasons, so because they gotta go out to just run for their lives. Not counting those people, a whole lot of people just left the country to pursue their dreams, just left the country to get what they couldn't get, to do what they couldn't do, and to be what they couldn't be. One of them is me. I just was serving my military service, the term that everybody had to serve. So after I left the university, I went to the army and served my term for 2 years. And you know, nobody cared. Those 2 years of my life was just being wasted in the corner of some desert without nobody caring. But anyways, I paid my dues and I left the country just because I wanted to be what I wanted to be. And there's a lot of things I just don't want to discuss. I just want to ask you, what is it that you came to America and did that you couldn't do back home in Iran. In other words, what are the most outrageous things? What are the things that you really did here you couldn't do back home in Iran? For example, I have a heavy metal band. I have a classical rock heavy metal band. Nobody has ever heard of that because you cannot dance the Persian 6-8 dance, or you cannot invite a heavy metal band to a Persian bar mitzvah or Persian circumcision party. So nobody invites my band because I with my band, we play Persian. We play classical rock, heavy metal. Okay, that was one of my dreams. Another dream of mine was just to be free without people bugging me, without people just giving me the eye, looking at me, and just being too much nosy in my business. That was another thing. But there is not really a very outrageous thing that I wanted to do coming here and pursuing that dream. But I see a lot of Persians, I'm specifically talking about Persians, those Persians who are doing a lot of outrageous stuff here. I know Persians who are doing skydiving, they're doing very, very outrageous stuff. They go into clubs, they're just doing a lot of sexual things. I have seen Persians in person that they were doing orgy. Orgy, maybe you're doing it back home in Iran too now because you're so quote-unquote sophisticated, but they do an orgy here, they switch partners. I know Persians who switch their spouses in a foursome or a sixsome, and they doing it here because they think they're Americanized. Well, I don't have anything against that. They can just have at it. They can just, enjoy their lives. But they are doing a lot of outrageous things. So call, please, our screener, and he's waiting to take your calls. If you're talking to him in English, he's going to go ahead, take your calls. He's there to pick up your phones, to take your calls. And if you want to speak English, he's going to talk to you when you explain. Just briefly tell him that what you want to tell me on the air. So he's going to put you on air and he's going to give me the signal. Otherwise, if you don't make sense, if you cannot speak English that well, or if you just want to waste time, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to send you up in the air here. Okay, so we're here. I think we just come into some agreements here. I know there are a bunch of people who don't like this. There are a bunch of people who don't like my English. I know my English is weak. My accent is funny. There are a lot of things I don't know. There are a lot of words I don't know. It's all good. I know all of that. So because you criticize me for speaking English, which is my second language, please don't waste your time. I'm saying that before you even bother. So we speak in English to the audience. Talk about outrageous things you did when you came to America, or you came to America for something that you wanted to be here to do, and you were not able to do that back home in Iran. It was forbidden. It was outrageously opposed by your family, by people around you. Maybe you had a husband. He didn't let you be a singer or a dancer. Maybe you wanted to do some stripping job you like to do here. Maybe you're a man. You wanted to have Oriental girlfriends you didn't have in Iran. Maybe you're a man. You wanted to. Just walk on the beach and bang everything that moves. And in Iran, you need to hold on to a wife and a family. You didn't do that. I know a lot of men who divorced their wives, went to Sweden, to Switzerland, to Germany, wherever they thought that might be the next step. They divorced the wife. They go to that country. They marry an American. When they get married, they come here as an American citizen, they get a green card, they stay here. Some of them, they go back and bring the wife after a while. Some of them don't even bother to even call because they are in the cradle of freedom. They just want to do whatever they wanted to do all the time. So if you are one of those people, please call the screener and speak English and explain in few words, in just a couple sentences. Don't go too loud, too much. Because he's looking for the best phone calls to send up in the air, because we want to have this show as fun as possible. You make the show fun, but be careful, because if you don't make sense, if you're slow, if you're too lousy, if you're too weak, he's going to hang up on you. All right, مردا جان، if you have a phone call, say it out. Number 6. Hello, you are on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Behrouz. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How about yourself? Go ahead.
I'm in Iran right now, but I'm going to go there, and I want to tell you, some of my problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And in Iran, sorry, I got excited. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And in Iran, the police officer, special police officer, are used to capture us, and we don't have any freedom here. And I plan to go there, and I want to have freedom. It's my most important goal in my life.
What kind of freedom are you looking for?
You know that.
I know that. I want you to tell me.
Yes, and for example, you can go with your friend, girlfriend, make no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the street and you can have a word, you can have a fun with her when any problem. But in Iran we don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that...
How old are you?
For me.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21, okay.
Yeah.
Is there any outrageous thing you want to do, I mean, other than just walking in the street with your girlfriend or with your girl?
There are a lot of things.
Like what?
Like club, you know, and it's all the youth in Iran. And we wish to go to club, and you know that's one of another thing.
But you know, there's a difference between outrageous things in our mind as Persians in Iran and outrageous things when we come here. Because when you come here, then going to clubs and just walking with your girlfriends in the street is not outrageous. People just do horrible, horrible stuff. And that's actually what I'm asking for you to tell me, especially from people who are already in the United States. They got here, they want to do outrageous stuff, and they are doing that. That's my question today.
But actually, because I know that, but I was wondering if it might be describing for me the United States, and tell me about that for the people who are living in Iran and they have any knowledge about United States or Canada, that sort of things, you know?
Yeah, they think they come here, they can do anything they like. They actually can do anything they like as far as is not interfering with the law, but... a lot of people just give up on things. They come here after a while, they go crazy, they go here and there, go to clubs, they go here and there, they go some trips, and then they just settle down, and maybe they get married, maybe they get to a job or a business, and then their life's going to be like going to work, coming back, they forget about it.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Actually, we are, if you have any more phone calls, Merdajan. Merdajan. Hello, Merdajan. Hello, Merdajan.
Yes, sir.
Please look at me. If you have any more phone calls, just send them up. Speaking English. Speaking English. All right. So, back to the subject. What we're doing in America, most of the time, number one. Okay. Hold on, please. When we come to America, some of us are pursuing some dreams. Some of us, we just want to go crazy. You want to try drugs. You want to go bang everything that moves. You're a woman. Everybody was telling you, okay, you got to get married. You got to be Najib. You got to be a mother. But when you come here, you see all these American girls just going crazy, having the time of their lives, and they don't response, or they don't answer to anybody, they don't have to explain themselves to anybody. So you just sit down and say, what the heck? How could they live this life and I cannot do this? How can I not live this life? And then you come to yourself and say, you know what? The hell with all the Persian culture or whatever it is I'm living in. I'm here in America. I'm living American life. I'm paying my taxes. I'm just making dollars here, so I want to live American life. Then you just shut down on everything that was stopping you before, and you go outrageous. You go take 10 boyfriends, you just go try drugs, you do orgies, you just go switch partners, you go scuba diving, you go skydiving. I don't know what you do. I don't know where you've been. Just please call and tell me. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Behrouz. I'm one of your...
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm one of your fans.
Thank you.
And I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just called to inform those people who stop you from or tell you do not speak Persian. Shame on them, because we are Persian and we cannot deny who we are and what is our language.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Persian show and Persian program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those people, this show is very helpful and is useful in my life here in Canada, because I have two young teenager boys that help me to understand where they are growing and what kind of problem or difficulties they are facing in the society.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who doesn't want...
Well, let me just clear one small thing, and that is nobody told me to speak English. I just decided to speak English because speaking Farsi is going to bring me a lot of nonsensical criticism that I really cannot deal with, and there is no point for me to deal with it. So I just tried to go English myself. And I said, if you want me really that bad to go Farsi, there are three things that if one of them happens, I'm going to go back Farsi. Go ahead.
I'm going to call that number that you told me. I'm going to call that number every day, every moment that I'm at home and I'm not at work. I usually take a day off on Sunday to be able to sit here and watch your program. And if I have to call that number thousand times, I will do that.
Go ahead. Start now.
I will do that. And
start now. You see the number?
Yes.
Okay. Start now. Of course, we're going to have the 1 hour of the show. And after that, rock and roll. See what the office is going to tell you.
I will do it. As soon as I hang up and I finish talking with you, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but don't do it in the hour of the show. Don't do it after the show.
Okay. Don't give up. And I really, really, I think all Iranians like this show. And all families can use, you know, whatever you say. I love you and I enjoy your program.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. بله، شوی پرچون فارسی میشه. اگر $1,000 پول جمع بشه روی میز که بگن آقا به خاطر اینکه ما میخوایم شما این فارسی حرف بزنی، این $1,000 رو به شما ما میدیم که استفاده کنی برای جشن گرفتن اینکه میخوای برگردی به فارسی. این $1,000 هم خرج میشه تو همین صحنه، هم پشتش درست میشه، هم پلوش درست میشه، هم اینجا چند تا میز میوه و شیرینی میذاریم، دوستا بیان اینجا و بخورن. من برای خودم پول نمیخوام، من پولم کافیه، پول در میارم، خدا رو شکر میلیونرم نیستم، گدام نیستم، دارم زندگی میکنم. خب یا اینکه انقدر شکایت کنین که مجبورشن به من نامه دستور رسمی کتبه بدن تو فارسی حرف بزنن، یا اینکه دیگه سر تا سرش رو هیچ که با من انگلیسی حرف نزنه، اصلا زنگ نزنین. مرداد جان، اینی تایم ام ریدی فور دی فون کال. آلرایت، سو وی گوینگ بک تو انگلیش. یس، you might want to ask me why I'm putting this subject up today and why I'm so interested to know about the outrageous things you are doing here as immigrants. Because immigrants, they come from a pressure environment with a lot of do's and don'ts, with a lot of no's and stops and holding backs and holding downs, that regardless of really they need that or not, when they come to a free country, they want to try all the things that they might never want to do that if they had been brought up here, or if they've been living here before, they would never wanted to do those stuff, because they are really outrageous. They're really outrageous. I've seen people who are doing a lot of stuff that no Persians or no Iranians would do, because they don't need to do that. It's like the way they make up, even men. I've seen men do the makeup. I've seen men, well, some people who are a little gay, who are a little bit into the gay side, they might want to do some makeup or this and that. But I've seen straight men who do that just because they want to be different. They dye their hair so they don't look Persian. This is outrageous for a Persian, because you don't dye your hair because you want your hair that way, or you think this is nicer. No, You dye your hair just not to look Persian. You know, because all Persians, we are hairy. I mean, most Persians are hairy. But I've seen some people who wax their own body all the way, and they put drugs, and they use drugs, and they do totally different hairstyles, so they don't look Persian. I've seen men who have done some surgery on their lips, plastic surgery injections, all these things to their body because they didn't want to look Persian. Are you one of those? Are you one of those people who did outrageous stuff? Outrageous stuff in the United States, and you came here for it, or you just came here and you saw, hey, I want to do this, why not? Let's talk to you. Hello, this is Behruz. You are on air with Portunet. Go ahead.
Hi, Behruz.
Hello.
This is Sharam, actually, from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've got to thank you for, you know, going on air in English.
Thank you.
I actually hated your program when it was in Farsi.
Good.
Because a lot of people would call and they would, you know, they would not know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much for going in English. I am in Iran at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is that I was brought up abroad. And once I came back to Iran,
mm-hmm.
I can see that a lot of the things that you're saying now on air, mm-hmm. worse things are happening in Iran.
Oh, yeah?
I have been to parties that are like threesomes, foursomes, God knows what. People swapping wives, transvestites, you know, a lot of other things.
That's going on in Iran?
This is going on in Iran. I have seen it with my own eyes.
Outrageous, isn't it?
It is. It is outrageous. You know, but people in Iran, actually, the only thing that, you know, they think that it is freedom is that, you know, they go out to, you know, other countries, wherever,
mm-hmm.
Europe, States, even Dubai,
mm-hmm.
just to go out, you know, to a nightclub. That is their freedom.
Don't even talk about Dubai, because Dubai is like the center of all the people who just want to be somebody. They just want to travel too far, just go there and dump it and go back.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I've been there for like 27 years. I've been a resident there for God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, you know, actually, since you've become, you know, your program has become into English,
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I actually waited up to see your program, and I actually enjoyed more.
Thank you.
I hope it stays like this, and nobody sends me $1,000.
I like that.
I hope so. I hope nobody, you know, sends you $1,000 that you go back to the Persian. A lot of people, you know, who are sensible, then they can speak English, and then, okay, they can understand your program.
There is one problem here, and that is being exposed too much to people who cannot handle this. Because whoever just walks out to the city or walks out to the city market in town and buys a satellite dish with a receiver and comes back to the village and puts it on top of the tree and watches this program from America, from Europe, from wherever it's coming, they shouldn't be able to call you and dictate you and tell you what you should work and what you should do and how you should work. Since they are open, they have their lines open to you, so they give you a lot of nonsense that you really don't have to deal with. So this is going to screen those people out.
Exactly. But there are a lot of people in Iran who can speak very good English,
of course.
Can understand your program.
Of course.
Who can, you know, start talking. I mean, this improves a lot of the traditions that we have in Iran. You know, I love being an Iranian. I'm a pure-blood Iranian,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm very proud of being Iranian,
mm-hmm.
even though I hold different passports, but, I'm, you know, always I have been an Iranian.
Of
you know,
course.
One thing about your show that you're saying that it's very outrageous that people are there and, you know, they do outrageous things,
mm-hmm.
worse things are happening in Iran, Behruz.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you know, thank you very much. Thanks for the call, Sharamjan. We have to go for the commercials.
Time, but I hope it stays like this.
Thank you very much. We're going to the commercials, so stay with us. We're going to be back with some of your phone calls.
ادلین سید با همکاری مشاور فارسی زبان ابلین. تلفن 818-996-3330.
Need a ride to the airport? My hassle with airport parking, a pretty expensive taxi rates. Call Super Shuttle, the nation's leading transportation company, now servicing 20 major cities across the nation. Super Shuttle will pick you up from your home, office, or hotel and take you straight to the airport. For returns, bring your luggage and proceed outside to the Super Shuttle stop area, where our representative in a blue uniform can assist you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Ask about ExecuCar, our luxury sedan and limousine service.
So yeah, we're back on air. Thank you very much for watching the Portuna show and for taking part in the show with your phone calls. We are gonna rock and roll with your English phone calls. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I talked to Behrouz?
Yeah, this is Behrouz. You're on air. You're on the air with Portuna.
Oh my dear, I love you too much.
Thank you.
I just want to say you are too great, and we are too much people here. We love you all.
Thank you.
And, we wish you talk again. Parsi, you understand?
Yes.
Because you talked us too sweet, and we enjoyed us when we hear from you.
Thank you.
What I say, oh, I love you too much.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything about the topic today?
Please?
Do you want to say anything about the topic today, about the outrageous things people do out of Iran?
Oh, what can I say?
What have you seen?
Here, when you talk, it's okay. I have not any idea.
All right, thank you very much. All right, you know, everybody's asking me to speak Farsi again. I told everybody that I'm going to be speaking Farsi when it's time for that, and the time is going to come with your action. Your action is going to be putting your money where your mouth is. Trying to show to all the people who are outside of Iran or inside Iran and everybody who watches the show and doesn't really get with the program, and people who complain too much, people who want to bring TV to their own liking, which is not possible. Maybe it's possible with other programs, maybe it's possible with other TVs, it's not possible with Portuna. So if you want to hear Portuna show in Farsi, one thing should change. You got to create that environment for the Farsi. Maybe that show is a little bit too much, maybe that show is a little bit too early for the Persian community all over the world. I don't know. And maybe it's time for you to learn that if people want to talk about anything, they have the right to talk. Or if you crave freedom, or if you claim that you want to be free in your country, freedom is a state of mind before anything else. Freedom is a state of mind, and it helps you to be free in physique. So you cannot be just tied up and so lost in your past, in your mind, and then you want to be free in physique. It's not going to happen. So first learn what freedom is, then practice, try to do it, try to actually act upon it to be free and respect freedom, and then you're going to deserve to be free. Otherwise, you just keep blabbing all your life, and then it's going to be like the end of your life, maybe the end of a couple of generations after you still is going to be so captive, so in jail all the time. Anyways, what is the, do we have any lines?
No.
No, okay. See, I see all these lines are full. I see all these lines are just calling and asking me to speak Farsi, and he's not going to let them up. I asked him specifically, just send up people who want to speak English, who can respect me, and respect whoever is going to speak and talk his own mind and his own opinion. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter if you have a grocery store, or if you have a laundromat, or if you have a supermarket in Africa, or in Iran, or back in Afghanistan, or somewhere in Pakistan, I don't know, India, wherever you live, and you just happen to have a satellite dish, and you just happen to have a couple of dollars of advertisement in this TV or any other TV, it doesn't let you to dictate us and tell us how to talk. We talk the way we like to talk, and you decide if you want to go with us. Hello, you are on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hello, Behrouz.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ramin. I call from England.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to complain about something to you, if you let me to.
Go ahead.
Why are you talking English language, Behrouz?
Didn't I explain enough?
I didn't listen, but I think you shouldn't speak English, man. You know what?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's 95% in Iran, they can't speak English and they can't understand what you're talking about and mm-hmm. what's going on in America. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You shouldn't speak English, man.
Exactly. I like to speak Farsi. Farsi is my first language. Farsi is the language that I speak very well, and I really love to. And I really don't pressure my mind to speak Farsi when I'm speaking. I love to speak Farsi. But speaking Farsi creates a lot of nonsensical critique. A lot of people who don't know, don't have any clue of the life of today's world, and try to suppress me, and they try to tell me what to do and how to be while they are in no position of doing that. That's why I'm speaking English. Do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, Behrouz.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, yeah? But what I'm going to say, you know, this is just my personal thing, you know what I mean?
I understand.
It's nothing to do with your show or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I watch your show. I love your show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to prove yourself to your, I don't know, I think you're going to prove yourself or
okay.
something.
We, sure whatever that means, I don't know what that means, but thank you very much. Thanks for the call. We think of that. Hello, you're on air with Portune. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. We're talking about outrageous stuff you did out of the country.
I'm calling from England. I'm not actually from Iran.
Good.
My husband's from Iran.
Go ahead.
He couldn't do things in Iran that you can do in England now.
Like what?
We've recently married, but the things that you were talking about, he did before we got married.
Can you tell us like what?
Well, he had different girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
More often than not.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm phoning is because I do like your show, and I can understand now you're speaking in English.
Thank you.
He used to speak, translate when it was in Farsi,
mm-hmm.
and used to miss the show, so I just wanted to phone and say I'm glad you're speaking in English now.
Thank you very much.
And your show.
Thank you. What part of England you live in?
I actually live in Derbyshire.
Okay, very nice, very nice. I'm so happy you were following the show, and he was translating it for you?
He was translating it for me. I can only understand small
mm-hmm.
Farsi. Small words.
So how long is it you guys are married?
3 months.
3 months. Okay. You must have loved him so much because you're learning Farsi in this short time.
Yes, I do love him very much.
Well, I'm so happy.
We were together for a year before we got married.
I'm so happy.
Good,
good. So keep watching the show. It's going to stay in English, at least partially stay English. And I hope that you introduce the show to your other fellow English people. So we're going to have more audience from that country.
Yes, I will. And I do like the subjects that you speak about as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hi, Behrouz.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is Mohammed. I'm calling from Norway.
How you doing, Mohammed?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Go ahead.
I did call you a lot, but before I speak in Persian, and I'm one of your... this is my favorite show.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for my poor English.
That's okay.
I've never been in England.
That's okay.
Yeah, but one thing I want to tell you, though I had argue with many other program leaders about you, and I always defend you.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, I must tell you, now you let your enemies and those who are against this program and those who say nonsense in your program, they are winning. Because you are losing the viewers. You there are many people, they just can't. They can't understand and they don't follow. For me, it's okay. I can understand both. Though the effect is much less. There's no effect now. And only the things you needed before, that's what you're doing now. You need a censorship person just to control who's calling and what they want to talk. And if they don't say bad words, it's okay. It's
Well, there's one point, I'm sorry to interrupt, there's one point that is not about the screen of the show and it's not about the hour of the show. After the show is done, a lot of nonsensical critiques from people who really, really don't have a clue from anything is going to come to the office and they never listen. And all these Persians, because it's the fault of the Persian TV. First of all, it's not the fault of the viewers, it's the fault of Persian TV. Because the Persian TV doesn't represent itself to the viewer as an organization, as a system that is putting up a program that they are deciding whether or not to watch. The Persian TV always look like friends and brothers and Pesar Khale and Dokhtar Khale to all the people. So everybody can just allow himself to pick up the phone and say whatever they like to the manager or to the owner. And I don't understand why even the owner or the manager should just talk to people like the stuff, about the stuff that you want to tell him how to do.
Yeah, so, that's I agree with you. But my point, point is, you let them win. Now they are winning. They just got what they wanted. They try in different ways. They try to destroy your show through calling this place, that place, and try to talk nonsense. They try to say bad words. Maybe you give up. Now exactly they got what they want. Those people who are against this program, they are winning now. Because you must be angry with me, in Iran especially, you are losing the viewers. And this is what they want. So if you could make it in another way that to win these people, but in another way. Because in this way, be honest with you, I didn't want to say on the air, but in this way, you are losing.
Oh, okay. Thank
They're
you very
winning,
much.
Or at least I can say they are winning.
No, actually, I take your advice. Thank you very much. And we take that into consideration. Hello, you're on air with Portune. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Alina, by the way. I don't know whether you remember me or not.
I don't know. Just refresh my memory.
All right, then. I just wanted to say that I love your program. And I love you because you're so gorgeous.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that you always tell the truth.
But
people doesn't want to believe it.
Thank you.
Anyway, I just really want just to give you a compliment on that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching the show. Keep watching. Better programs are coming. Better systems coming. So I hope you guys are going to be happy with the show all the time.
All right. And take care, yeah?
Thank you so much. All right. So we are trying to find out some people who did outrageous stuff when they come to America. You know what's funny? People who watch the show, I mean, except for the people who call me with the compliments and they just want to tell me about the points that they wanted to make about speaking English or about liking the show, thank you very much. But there's one thing that it's hard to get the viewers to do, and that is to get them to talk about the subject. The subject or the topic that we're talking about here is what everybody in the Persian community has experienced, and they have seen that when you come to another country, especially out of Iran, out of that pressurized atmosphere, you just go off like springs. You just jump off and nobody knows which way you're going to go, where you're going to get lost, and what you're going to end up being. So I want you to tell me about the outrageous things, some of the things you've done I don't know. It might go like all the way out of the box. Outrageous stuff. What have you done when you were tasting, when you tasted the freedom of the United States, of England, of Europe, wherever you went? There are some other things that you can do in Europe which are even forbidden in America. There's some just some things that are against the law here, but people can freely do that in Europe, in certain parts of Europe. So what kind of things, when you were allowed to do, what kind of outrageous stuff did you do? Did you do skydiving? Did you do scuba diving? Did you go shark hunting? I don't know. Did you have orgies? Did you have threesomes? Did you switch partners? Were you a swinger? I don't know. Just tell me. So I like to hear from you what kind of outrageous stuff you did. And please, if you want to talk about the show being in Farsi or not being in Farsi, talk to the management, because that's what you're very good at. You talk to the management and ask him to make the show in Farsi. Then this way, if the show goes back in Farsi, I don't care who's winning or losing. I don't care who's not watching, because people who can carry on an English conversation, there are a lot of them, they can call me. And those people who cannot carry on English conversation but understand English to a certain extent, that it can follow an English-speaking show, they're still going to be the audience. And believe me, people who are doing business in this country, they are dealing with English-speaking people, so we're not going to lose sponsors. But on the contrary, we're going to get much more sponsors. They're happier because they're going to be exposed to a broader audience than just a bunch of people who just want to speak in Farsi and tell me what to do and how to do it 6 or 10,000 miles away from them. So if you have any phone calls, I'm ready. Believe me, all the phones are full here. But everybody wants to speak Farsi. I appreciate that people want to speak in Farsi, but you know, I'm not going to come down. We have a group of screeners here that are helping me to get to the right audience. Hello, you are on air with Behrouz, the Portuguese show. Go ahead.
Hello, Behrouz.
Yes, sir.
Evening to you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Behrouz.
Yes.
Just I have to say you something.
Huh?
Coming from the UK guys, yeah?
Yes.
Actually, this program topic is, it is the Portuguese, yeah?
Yes.
Which is a Farsi program.
It was a Farsi program.
It is a Farsi program, yeah?
No, it was a Farsi program.
But you try to learn to people English, if you want to learn to people English, yeah?
No. It's not learn, it's teach.
No, listen to me, Behrouz.
Uh-huh.
You have to have some advice. You have some advice about the Eiffel classes to the people, the UN people.
I have to have some what? I'm sorry, can you explain?
Listen to me.
Hello, Behrouz, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you go a little slower? I have to do what?
Behrouz, listen to me. If you want to, show to people how they can do. They can speak English, or how they want to have some examination. Yeah, you should have some advice about the Eiffel classes for them. But this program, it is the IPN, Iranian PN. Yeah.
No, it is International what? Programming Network, and people. Yeah. International, yeah. Don't speak. Yeah. Thank you very much. I got your point. Thank you so much. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, you're on air with Behrouz.
Hi, I just wanted to say that you guys were talking about, like, your outrageous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, my outrageous thing was when I came to America with my friends, mm-hmm. they told me that it's custom that when you come here, you have to sleep with someone else, so...
Can you speak up, please? Can you speak louder, please?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, can you a little louder? Yes.
Okay, so when I came to America,
mm-hmm.
my friends told me that it's custom that you have to sleep with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here, I slept with someone else's husband, and I didn't even know about it.
How old were you when you came, when you did that?
Like 17.
17? He must have some fun with you. He must have some fun with you.
Well, it's, I don't know.
And you know that's illegal, huh?
Huh?
You know that was illegal. What state were you in when you did that?
What state?
What state, yes.
I
California, the age of consent is 18. So don't tell anybody unless you want to get that person in trouble. The age of consent is 18. So whoever that person was, tell them that they take the fun you had with you and don't even talk about it. Okay, so.
Okay, I just want to say that I like your show, and whoever says that you should talk in Farsi, they're wrong. You should just do your own thing.
Yep. Thank you very much. So do you know any other of your friends who have done outrageous stuff?
My friends?
Yeah, anybody who you know have done outrageous stuff before.
Oh, my friends always do outrageous stuff. They always sleep with other people's husbands, or, you know, they do stupid stuff.
Good news. What part of town you living in?
What part of what?
What part of town you live in?
Well, I just moved out to Vegas, so I live in Vegas right now.
You live in Vegas, you're Persian, and that's the custom. Did you continue the custom, or you just did it once?
I visited once.
Okay. Welcome to America. Thank you. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hi, Behrouz. I would like to tell you about my first experience.
Uh-huh.
When I got here in 1981,
mm-hmm.
I had two girlfriends at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them to spend the night with me.
The both of them?
Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And that wasn't a good experience. I would love to share it with you.
Thank you very much, but you couldn't share it with me. You shared it with them. So in that, it's been like about 25 years, like 24 years. Did you ever do it again? Did you continue that? What happened?
No, I'm married now.
Also, when they did that, what happened? Then what happened after that experience?
It was a very good experience for me.
Of course it was. I'm sure it was. So what happened to the girls? Did they just split, or they just stayed your girlfriend? What happened?
They have done it before, so.
Huh?
It wasn't their first time.
Oh, so they liked it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So did you like the way that you could live in America and you couldn't do that back home in Iran?
Yeah, it's so different.
Okay. Did you ever ask anybody else to do that with you? No?
No.
Oh, maybe you did and they said no.
No, I didn't ask them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for sharing that experience with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let me tell you about NGI, Nirvan Guitar Instructors Network. That's a school for all the people who like to learn the guitar and like to experience music. We have a free guitar, and with Nowruz promotion for the Persian New Year, we have a free guitar and amplifier combo for people who sign up in our private sessions, and also recording facilities and also practice equipment, so we could just share with you. So if you want to take advantage of these offers, the number to call is 1-866-ROCK-TIME. It's 1-866-ROCK-TIME, and that's a toll-free number for Southern California, all over the world. For a sponsorship and advertising in the Portuna show, the door is open, and it's much more open right now because we're going to talk to a more specific type of audience, and that is the number to advertise is 818-705-7531. Also, you can call the management in IPN TV, which is, by the way, international programming network, not Iranian programming network, and ask them to advertise in the Portuna show. They have great prices for sponsoring the show, and also you can call us direct at 818-667-1185. It's 818-667-1185 or 818-705-7531. You're welcome to talk to us about all the promotions we have. By the way, if you go to the portune.com website, portune.com, you can join our personal dating system, and you can talk to all and chat and video chat and audio chat with all the Portune fans. Also, you can join the Yahoo group, the Portune. There's a Yahoo group called Portune. So when you go to yahoo.com, you can direct yourself to the groups and then Portune group. You can sign up over there. We have chat rooms, and also you can share a lot of stuff. By the way, on the Portune's website, you can have your own page. On your page, you can put your working, put your pictures, all the artistic stuff you want to put over there, and your connections and your numbers, so the door is open for whoever wants to join the Portune website. And also you can download and listen to the shows over there. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz in the Portune show. Go ahead. Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air with Behrouz.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I'm just actually, I live in England, London. Mm-hmm. So about 12 years ago when I came here, I was a student. And I just went for an audition, one of the famous clubs in London, because everybody used to tell me, you got a nice figure and you can do dancing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really needed the money.
Uh-huh.
So I went for the audition and they got me. And after now 10 years, I'm still a lap dancer, so... Nobody knows about my family, anybody.
What
nobody
did you do exactly? I think I missed a part of that. Then what happens for the 10 years?
I'm a lap dancer now.
Oh. So are you a stripper, you want to say?
Yes.
And you got into this how? You just went to that audition and they just led you to do this?
Yes, after a few weeks of training, then I got a part.
Mm-hmm.
And... That's it. And nobody knows about it. Anybody in a family, friends, nobody.
So you're just keeping it, hiding it from everybody, and you're doing it and you're liking it?
Yes, I do. I actually enjoy it, yeah.
How's the money?
Money as well, so.
Money is good?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the attitude of your men? Do you go out with men? Do you have dating or a boyfriend, husband, whatever?
I have a boyfriend, but I don't go out dating, you know.
What's his attitude about you being a stripper?
He doesn't mind, really. He doesn't mind. Sometimes he comes and watches.
He comes and watches.
Yes.
Is he Iranian or non-Iranian?
No, he's not Iranian. No.
He's not Iranian. Whatever suits you, whatever drives your boat, but be careful. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
I have nobody to tell you what to do, although a lot of Persians want to tell you what to do, but I don't want to do that.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Enjoy your life. Be careful. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz, Portune Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Behrouz?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Kube.
Thank you very much. You're on the air. We're talking about the outrageous stuff you did outside of Iran.
من نمیتونم انگلیسی صحبت کنم ولی میخواستم در مورد دوست پسرم میکم صحبت کنم.
Okay, we do that when we get back to Farsi. If you like to, اگه میخواین شوی پورتونه فارسی بشه، کاری که باید بکنین اینه که یا $1,000 پول به شوی پورتونه بفرستین که برای خود شو خرج میشه، یا از تلویزیون IPN تقاضا کنید دستور کتبی بده شوی پورتونه فارسی بشه، و یا اینکه انقدر شکایت کنین که دیگه هیچ کس چاره نداشته باشه. خیلی متشکرم. خداحافظ. What's the line? No, okay. Yes, okay. Let's go back to our advertising gig. If you want to have advertising spots on the Portune website, we still have real estate available for you. There are going to be banners, flash banners, and also in different pages. Very soon we're going to have the Portune shows downloadable, so you can download the shows or watch the listen to the streaming audio coming from the website. So there are a lot of ways for advertising among the shows, or in different windows, or as banners, steady banners, just flipping banners, changing banners. There are a lot of ways of advertising and supporting the Portune. Soon we're gonna have live video shows on the internet. It's gonna be a whole totally different ball game, and that's gonna be our show, the Portune show, uncensored on the internet, and that needs your support. All the people who like this show, who want to have more of this show, the best way you can do that is help us with advertisement and sponsorship in the Portune show on TV, which is 818-705-7531 or 818-667-1185, or go on the internet, go on portune.com and send us an email, and there you can get advertisement on the Portune website, which has very, very unbelievable ratings and viewers, so it's going to blow your mind. So go to portune.com, send us an email, see what we're doing. Today we're talking about outrageous stuff all the outrageous stuff you did when you came to the United States, and those are the things that drove you here, the stuff that pulled you here. You wanted to do this so bad that you couldn't do it in Iran, so you came here. And the good thing about this show that you can call and say these things about yourself is this. Excuse me. This show is not going to be heard by a bunch of lunatics back over there in the Middle East, in the desert. I don't know wherever the hell they got a satellite dish with a receiver so they could call us and tell us what to do and what not to do. I'm so happy they're not understanding this. But those of them who understand this, I'm sure they're going to be in a totally different level of experience. I don't want to say bad things about people who don't understand English, but people who understand English, like they could follow an English-speaking show. These people have been exposed enough. These people have had experiences. These people have watched shows. They know what the show business is all about. They know what the talk show in a free country is all about. So they're not going to give us a hard time. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz in the Portuguese show. Go ahead.
Hello, Behrouz.
Yes, sir.
My name is Mehdad. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to tell you, I'm also one of your favorites. You're one of my favorite. You make one of the favorite shows. You're one of my
favorite shows. Thank you.
Which I can get in the Persian programs.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Germany, and English is not actually my
favorite language.
My favorite language.
Mm-hmm.
But I do my best. What I want to tell you is, your program must be not for us out of the country, because we got enough of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know all about the life here outside.
Mm-hmm.
You should try to teach the people in Iran how the life is here. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for these people, which was talking to them.
And also hard for me. And also very hard for me to fight through the coming channel of all the critique and all the problems. That's why I said I'm gonna be doing that. I will do that. But it's going to cost you a little bit. And that cost is $1,000. If that money comes here, I'm going to do that. If not, I've done it for 3 years. And now I'm not going to do it for free.
Yeah, and one more point.
Yes, sir.
The name of your show is Portune.
Yes.
And maybe you should, for some points I understand, because there are some people that, as you said, they don't know what they're talking about. Mm. I would also would cut the phone. But there are some people which you have to let them tell you what they really mean. I'm so excited to hear what they want to say to you, and you go just cut the telephone.
Well, we heard that before. We heard that a lot. So right now,
sometimes it's not fair from you to not let the people to say. I think you are a guy which you have an answer for them. So just let them.
Oh, definitely. I would love to talk to people. I would love to talk to people. I understand. I would love to talk to people who make sense.
Make your program more interesting to let the people.
Yeah, if you let me answer you, I'll be happily talk to you. I would love to talk people when they make sense, they know what they're talking about, they talk to me and they listen. There are some people who just want to say what they want to say, and if you don't talk the way they like, they're going to create a lot of problems for you. Those people mostly are not English-speaking people. This is the way of screening them out. If you want me to teach the people who don't speak English, I would love to do that. I did that for 3 years, but I'm not going to do that for free anymore. If they pay, I'm going to do that. If they don't pay, I'm going to speak in English, and I'm going to enjoy that.
Okay, I'm sure that you have a concept behind your program.
Definitely.
I hope you all the success.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. It definitely is. Thank you for the call. The concept is to talk about whatever I think important is important to the audience. I don't care what language that audience speaks, to talk to people and whatever about whatever is important for them. In order for me to do that, I got to be allowed to do that. What allows me to do that is the freedom of this country, is the Constitution of the United States, and the First Amendment of that being the freedom of speech. If I use that in this country, supported and backed up by the law in this country, who the hell are you picking up the phone from somewhere, some desert across the world, and telling me how to talk here in this country, and you want to tell me if I'm talking right or wrong? That is what I'm trying to avoid. But the thing I would love to hear is when I'm speaking here in Farsi, so you understand, you better learn that there are other people in different parts of the world, and these people have rights to talk and to live and to do as they wish. So if you don't like the program, don't watch it. But if you don't have the manners, you have to don't have the cultures, you have not been exposed enough to know, and you think the whole world revolves around your beat up 20-year-old car or the farm you're living in or the tree you put the satellite dish on, you're wrong. The world is different. And if you don't want to learn, you want to create problems, what I'm going to do is I'm going to screen you off. Screen you off until you come to the point to understand that you need to talk with me. If you don't think you need to talk with me, you don't have to. I speak with my own audience, and I'm sure there are a lot of them, but they're gonna continue knowing the show in English, and they're gonna like this. This way, as we see, there are a lot of multicultural and multiracial families, like the lady who called me from England, and she was British. Line 5. Hello, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Al. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
So, well, I already asked you guys what you guys are discussing about.
Uh-huh. We are talking about the outrageous stuff you're talking about, you did when you came to the United States.
Well, I've been living here almost a year and a half, and when I came to the United States, I didn't know that jaywalking is like illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the middle of the night, and at the 12 o'clock, I was crossing the street, and the police cut me off, and that's where, well, this is illegal, and you're not even supposed to do it.
Uh-huh. And so jaywalking was the most outrageous thing you did in the United States?
Well, yeah, so far.
You're so clean. You got to be Mother Father Teresa. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. خیلی ممنون. برنامه ما تموم شده. خواهش می‌کنم اگر می‌خواید شوی پرسیونی به فارسی برگرده، حتماً یا $1,000 برای ما پول جمع بکنید یا پول جمع نمی‌کنید اشکال نداره. زنگ بزنید، شکایت کنید، همه رو خسته کنید، همه رو آسیب کنید، همه رو عصبانی بکنید تا که مجبور بشن بگن شما فارسی حرف بزن. در غیر این صورت من خوشحالم که فارسی حرف نمی‌زنم. خیلی راحتم. یه خود انگلیسیم بعد هست ولی خیلی راحتم که فارسی حرف می‌زنم. می‌خواید تبلیغ بدید تو portune.com به portune.com برید. ما براتون بنر داریم. تلویزیون IPN تبلیغ بدین، IPNTV.TV یا IPNTV، و با ما تماس بگیرید 818-667-1185 تا انشالله معلوم است دفعه که شاید فردا بیام، شاید سه‌شنبه بیام، شاید چهارشنبه شب بیام. حتما به یاهو گروپ بریم، بهتون خبر میدیم. یاهو گروپ تو گروه پورچونه تو یاهو، و یا اینکه به portune.com برید و برامون ایمیل بفرستید، ما شو تایم بعدی رو اونجا به شما خبر میدیم. portune.com یادتون نره. خدا نگهدار.